Welcome to Tahoe Project. I'm your host, Michelle Sweeney, and this is part two in the conversation with the mayor of the city of South Lake Tahoe, Claire Fortier. So Claire, we think about the monitoring that happens in the basin in the context of the regional plan discussions from a regional perspective. But when it comes down to it, who's actually doing the monitoring? I assume that in a lot of cases, it's incumbent upon the local jurisdictions to come up with the funds to track how environmental performance how our projects are performing in the environment. To what extent is that true?
There has been an enormous shift basically in the last 4 or 5 years. We always had this overlay of federal and state agencies, for most part environmental agencies, from the Forest Service to the USGS, and all of them had monitoring elements to them. However, what's happened in the last, and I'd say about 4 or 5 years, but specifically in the last year or so, is that at least on water quality, there's been an enormous transformation in terms of how we think water quality in the basin. Essentially, when Lahontan came out, when the Lahontan Water Quality Control Board came out with a mandate for TMDLs, which are the total daily maximum load of pollutants, if you will, in Tahoe, they came up with their standard. And their standard, the end game, was to create a greater water clarity, to essentially go from, I think we're at 72 feet now, back to 100 foot level. Well, that means essentially, if you will, pulling out fine sediment out of our storm waters, out of our streams, you know, everywhere, in order to prevent them from going into the lake themselves. Well, it's created a couple of situations. When the TMDL came to Tahoe, it came in the form of, it is monitored by Lahontan on the California side, and Nevada has their own method of not only determining what it is, but also how they will enforce it. Well, on the California side, the enforcement of TMDL to achieve this 100-foot goal is enormously costly. Essentially, when you think about trying to screen something the size of toner cartridge out of your water system, that requires huge focus of money, resources, monitoring, participation, and this is something that the city is doing. In this year alone, just simply setting up the process to be able to monitor for TMDL is a $600,000 hit. Well, we don't have a big, you know, that's a huge hit out of a budget that I think we're at $16 million a year. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of money. And that's just to set it up.
And just for the monitoring.
Just for the monitoring part, and that doesn't even begin to speak to the monitoring issue. Then there is the whole, how do we achieve it? We have gotten some wonderful grants from state and federal agencies to be able to do some, if you will, neighborhood projects that allow us to filter the storm water through those through systems that then are much cleaner and obviously sediment free. However, that kind of a project, including the one that we're doing under Bijou right now, is a $15 million project. And right, that kind of money is just staggering to come up with.
Right. And just to point out the two numbers you just mentioned, you said the city's working on about a $16 million annual budget. And that project within the city alone is approximately a $15 million project to set up the filtration system and the monitoring associated. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. I didn't mean to interrupt you. I just wanted to clarify those
and
numbers.
I need to actually, the number that I need to find out is the one for the city budget. So not entirely sure that that's all of the general fund. But the point is, yes, it is a significant amount of money. And that's just one area. Under this new TMDL model, essentially we have a number of hotspots. To actually fix all the hotspots around the basin and to monitor them for the next 10 to 15 years, the budget is over $1 billion. Mm-hmm. That's the estimate. Well, that estimate, unless we have the state or federal government stepping up, will fall to local jurisdictions. And that's a staggering amount of money. Let's just take on the most basic level what it requires for us to get to the next step of our TMDL mandate, and it's buying street sweepers. Well, that sounds simple enough to just buy street sweepers. However, that's $1 million or $2 million hit, because it's not just a street sweeper, it's got to be high tech that vacuums all the stuff out of the air as well as off the road. It's not just your
run-of-the-mill street sweeper. Right. It's a vacuum sweeper because, as you pointed out, it's these fine sediments that are of the grain of a printer cartridge. So it's not a big chunk of sand.
So this is an enormously expensive machine. Then there's the personnel to run it, because what you're also talking about is running it constantly. Then there is just the atmospheric problems. Well, what happens if it snows? So there's a lot on this issue that becomes more costly than people realize. You know, what's the big deal with running a street sweeper? Running a street sweeper in Tahoe when we're under snow for 6 months out of the year probably is a bit of an issue. And not only that, you know, one of the problems with Tahoe being unable to, until recently, or hopefully when the TRPA passes the regional plan, upgrade its infrastructure.
Mm-hmm.
You're basically, you don't have a new surface from which to work.
Right.
You're working from the old surface.
So if a surface that you're vacuuming is disintegrating as you're vacuuming it, it, yeah, complicates matters.
So it's, the idea of TMDLs, the idea of Lake Clarity, the idea of keeping Lake Tahoe as a pristine environment is something we all are striving for. The reality is, what are the biggest fixes we need and how can we accomplish them together and do so in a way that is, I would say, cost-effective, because I think we're far beyond cost-effective, but a place that we're all willing to pay for. And simply, it's not going to happen just by saying, okay, you know, city, you need to be able to remove X number of tons of fine sediment a year. It takes a great deal of planning to not only solve the problem, but to prevent the problem from happening in the future.
Thank you for listening at TahoeProject.org. This is the end of part 2 in the conversation with Claire Fortier, Mayor of the City of South Lake Tahoe.